Well, the situation is we have increasing number of cases that get reported to the center for services. And so, yeah, every day it seems to be increasing.
And what sort of cases are you dealing with? Is there a pattern?
Yes, basically the cases that we deal with are family sexual violence cases and more specifically intimate partner violence. And we also have child abuse cases. And yeah.
That combination of cases must put an enormous amount of, I would have thought, emotional pressure on you and the others working in the centre. I mean, has it been tough to actually to deal with these people and try and help these people who I imagine in most cases are taking a very brave step in going public about what has happened to them?
Yes, of course, there are many challenges in working with these cases emotionally, of course. And so we kind of have support programs for our staff.
And what do they involve exactly? I mean, I presume some sort of counselling, or is it, how does that operate?
Well, we normally have discussions and case conferencing where staff are working on difficult cases and challenging cases would have time to discuss with colleagues and share ideas in working with the case specifically that they are facing challenges. And we also have staff care programs that we provide other opportunities and avenues where staff can debrief themselves from the, yeah.
I presume, though, that underpinning all of this and all the work that you and your colleagues do is the thought that you are making a difference.
Yes, we are. We are making a real difference in the lives and impacting lives of survivors and, of course, their children and their families, which they represent.
So, do you feel that you're beginning to have an impact on the broader community? And is the work that you're doing in any way helping to change people's attitudes and particularly male attitudes?
Well, particularly for gradually, I would say, not, yeah, it would take a process, I guess, for attitude change to happen for men and the male folks, yeah.
So, are most of the clients that you're seeing women and I presume also children, or are you seeing men in certain circumstances as well?
Well, the majority of the population are women and children, but of course we are having to see men as well.
And under what circumstances?
Well, under circumstances that they are also survivors of intimate partner violence.
And for you personally, one time you were a teacher and you're now doing this work as head of Family PNG, why did you decide to make the change?
Well, it goes back when I was a teacher in the classroom, and I would see my students have, good marks, score very good marks, and then suddenly there's a drop in the academic performance. And I would, as a teacher, take them into my office and interview them. And in most cases, that my interview would lead me to finding out or exploring that this student. Basically, the parents are undergoing violence. And so, yeah, pretty that was what it really touched my heart, that what can I do to help in this field?
So, was there anything at that time as a teacher that you could do, or do you feel that, as you talked about earlier, that there was a gap in the system at that time, and really there was no help available for children caught up in that situation?
Well, at the time when I was a teacher, I did provided counseling and guidance to my students, and of course, from time to time, call up parents who were willing to even come to me and talk about the situation. And also, I would lay out to the parents how it was affecting their children at school. Yeah, those were basic things that I was doing until I had the opportunity to lead me to where, my heart was, trying to work in this.
It's plainly something that you feel very passionate about, hence your switch to becoming head of Family PNG. I mean, with the people that you're encountering and those within your team are encountering, do they stay with it? Do they stick with the course? Or do you often find that some people might come forward and then they disappear for one reason or another? Maybe something's happening back at home to prevent them from continuing with the support you can offer.
Well, most of our staff continue from Family Support Center, which was run by Medicine Sans Frontieres, and they are quite sensitive to the issue, and they have grown the heart and the desire to work with this population and continue in the service. But of course, I guess there are some people that kind of join our team that cannot cope with the, you know, the amount of work and the pressure and all the emotional stress.
And what about the people that you're actually counselling, those individuals? I mean, are there some of those that will come in, seek assistance, and then for whatever reason they don't come back?
Yeah, there are, of course. It takes a while for people to decide to come forward and, you know, take up the support that is available for them. So they would come for one instance and they would, again, not return for follow-up sessions and support.
You talked earlier about the important role that Australia has played in setting this centre up and getting it to the stage where it's at now, nearly 2 years on. What's your view of the level of support from government within PNG? There's been a lot of talk about the domestic violence issue, as you will well know. We talked about it frequently on this program. But do you feel that the government, both at national and local level, is delivering on this particular issue?
Well, Family PNG works directly with the government. In particular, we work directly with the police, the welfare, and the hospital where most of our clients' referrals are coming from. And so speaking about partnership and the network that we have with the government services is quite good at the moment.
And the centre in Lae, do you see that as being a model for future centres in other parts of the country? Because plainly, at the moment, I guess there are still a lot of people in Papua New Guinea caught up in this cycle of domestic violence who have nowhere to go for help.
Yes, this is a good model that is working, and we are looking forward to working with other provinces. And this can be a model that can be replicated in other parts of Papua New Guinea.